All right, welcome everyone to the most recent episode of Jether's Random Stuff. I'm Jacoby.
And I'm Heather.
And together we make a Jether! So welcome everyone. I hope everyone's had a good week so far. I hope your January's awesome, that you're sticking to all your resolutions. And if not, who the fuck cares?
Wait, I'm still sticking to all mine.
You didn't make any.
Oh God, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I always make them.
What? Why?
Because I actually follow them.
I don't give a shit.
And then once
shit.
It becomes a New Year's resolution, it's not for the 1 year. It continues forever, for life.
It's a lifelong resolution.
Mm-hmm. And I add a new one, at least one or two every single year. Like one of them, like 3 years ago, was that Thor and I were going to eat our leftovers.
Oh, I remember that one.
And we still do it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's a great one. Mm-hmm. That is a great one. And everybody should do that. And I've been trying to do that also. Even if you don't want to eat it, that's food that's not wasted. So...
there is one resolution this year I think I will fail at because I failed. I've been trying to attempt this since I was about 7.
Which is what?
Get rid of the Shelly belly.
Oh, well, you know what? You can't fight genetics.
No.
You really can't.
I mean, I've gotten myself down pretty small and there's still that layer.
That's hard though. That's a hard for everybody. That's a hard area.
Especially if it's a curse in your family.
If you have the Shelly belly curse.
Shelly belly curse. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks for pointing it out to me when I was 7. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I know. That's what you want to hear when you're 7. Oh, honey.
Oh, you got the Shelly.
You're going to have to work on that the rest of your life. Just FYI.
And you do. So that was one of them. I had a goal of having my savings account at $20,000 by the end of the year.
Okay. Good.
That was good. Have the will actually done. Not just a hard draft written in my hand.
Yes.
But an actually really.
Like a legal document.
Well, my handwritten one would work. Because I did write, I, Heather Brinsel, written in my hand, this is my last will. And
yeah.
It works in a pinch.
It would probably work. It would work unless somebody tried to contest it, probably. Yeah. But yeah.
So that was there. And then getting life insurance, better life insurance on Thor.
Yep.
That's there. And the last one is not X-rated, but it was more for Thor.
Okay.
The goal there is one sacrificial. Well, it hasn't even been sacrificial, really. It's been okay.
Okay.
Once a week, at least.
Okay. Good. Very nice.
Isn't that? He liked that resolution.
Oh, I bet he does. I really bet he does.
He was very surprised by that resolution. But it's been really good.
Good.
And I've succeeded on all of these so far.
Great. I did not make any, so...
You're succeeding.
I'm succeeding at all of my resolutions.
Actually, I still have a Shelly belly, so never mind.
Oh. But you're working on it hard.
But I have been since I was 7.
Right. Well, you know, you made that resolution to work out and stuff, though.
I did do that, and I've been still doing that.
And you're looking really good, so.
Aww.
You're hot.
Aww.
You are hot.
You're my bestie. She's hot. You're pretty smoking hot,
my
too.
My bestie's hot, yeah.
So we have exciting news today. We're heading to the lodge.
Whoop, whoop!
It's our annual trip.
Our annual girls trip to the lodge where we just drink wine and watch the cooking channel.
Yes, we do eat some good breakfast because that's pretty much
all
we
eat. That's right. Yep. Breakfast is like breakfast and lunch kind of. Yeah.
We tend to make
two trips through the line.
Gotta do
that. So we're super excited. So next week we will recap our trip after we get back. And I'm sure there will be many adventures that we have.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited.
I know. I am, too. So excited. All right. Today, we have a story for you.
I love stories.
And this is... I don't know if I should read the title to it because it kind of gives away the whole story. But it's a really good title and it makes you go, what?
But it gives away the whole story?
Kind of, I think, yes.
But if you're going, what, then that means you still wanted to read the story.
That's true. Maybe
you make up your own title.
I'll tell you the title after I read the story.
Okay, I like
How
that.
How about that?
I
let's
love
do
that.
That. Okay, and I haven't actually read through this yet because...
That makes it more fun.
I'm super lazy sometimes. All right. This is a long time ago. So...
Like before Christ?
No, not quite that long.
Oh, okay.
So we have a woman. Her name was Mariana. I'm not going to pronounce the last name very well.
I think Mariana's just fine.
So we're just going to say Mariana.
There's not a lot of Marianas in the world.
Well, she's got a really long name. The end of it is Marino. So I'm just going to skip the middle part of her name.
Marino.
And go Mariana Marino.
That's a cool name, actually.
It is, isn't it?
I like that.
So she lived from 1575 to 1650. So that's...
So the Americas was discovered.
Yes.
That was in 1472. Yes. That's so when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good. High five.
Thank you.
Air high five. Oh, there we go. Okay. High five. Okay. So she was born to a wealthy banking family in Milan. Okay.
Oh.
So her mother died when she was still a baby. So never knew her
mother. Oh, that's sad.
And her father was like, you know what? I can't do this. So he dumped her on an aunt to raise her because he just didn't want to. Because back then the men didn't raise the kids. If the mom's not around, then it's like, you know what? See ya. I can't do this. Okay. And he forgot about her. Dumped her off with the aunt, forgot about her, and pursued his own business affairs across Europe because he was all about the money. When she was 13, her father showed back up. He finally remembered that he had a daughter and went, oh, you know what? I should do something with her, maybe. So what does he do to her? He visited her long enough to force her into joining a convent.
I think I've heard this story.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
From you.
Really? Have we talked about this before? I do not remember this at all.
But I think it might have been our last one that got called cut off.
Really? From the last thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Because I remember this very well because she gets... Well, she gets into a little trouble in the convent.
She gets into a little trouble.
And she does some bad things that a nun wouldn't really do.
Really bad things.
But I think this was on our last one that really cut off.
That
so
got
I
cut
think
off.
We should do it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to check the paperwork from last week because I still have it right here.
I
just
see that.
Just in case.
That when the dad came back, because I remember the aunt raising her and I remember.
No, I don't see it.
Well, okay.
I don't see it. The last time we went last week was the elderly man that got into a fight over Costco samples.
I remember the Costco sample one.
And we missed a couple about lizards and insects, but
I think we're okay on that. Okay, well, maybe you and me just talked about this one.
It could have been. Yeah. Well, and you might have read this because you sent me this article.
Oh, yeah. There's a chance I did that.
You just remember because you already read it.
Well, because most of the time I'm surprised.
I know, right?
So I was like, wait, I don't usually know these stories.
I like it when you're surprised.
I know it's better that way.
I know, right?
Okay. All right. So she's going into a convent.
So her father's forcing her into the convent.
At 13 years old.
So she took very well to it, apparently. Mm-hmm. She took the name Sister Virginia. Because I guess they can change their names, right?
Yeah. It has to be nunny name.
Is there like a certain list you can choose
I'm
from?
I'm not 100% on that. You would think I would know that from Lyndon, but I don't.
Well, aren't all nuns Catholic? Is it Catholic?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. I don't know anything about Catholicism, really. So we might have to
look
that
up. That was a cool word.
Did you like that?
I like that. That made you sound really smart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
I know.
I'll say that a lot this weekend.
No, don't do that. We don't need to be reminded of religious things while we're... doing which we're going to be
while
doing.
While we're busy sinning. Okay. All right. Sister Virginia. And she became a role model for all the younger novices that were coming into the convent.
Well, good for Virginia.
I know. So she's, doing good in the world.
Good
doing
for
good
her.
Until she reached her 20s and when she fell head over heels in love with a young aristocratic womanizer named Jean Paolo Osio.
Wow. That's quite the name.
I'm just going to call him. I think it's spelled G-I-A-N.
I'm probably just going to call him the womanizer.
Gian.
I like Gian.
Gian?
Gian the womanizer.
Gian the womanizer.
All right.
Okay. So they had a years-long torrid affair.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, I mean, she's a nun.
That's
all right?
Scandalous.
You took some vows, lady. And
she's not supposed to have sex.
No. You're not even supposed to think about it.
I don't even think they're supposed to get naked.
Well, you have to take a bath and
do
stuff.
They?
Yes.
Do they really?
Cleanliness.
Probably in holy water. And then she probably burned
soak
in it.
Soak yourself in holy water. Yeah, right? After all of this torrid affair going on.
She probably didn't take a bath then. No.
Oh, so the guy, Gian.
Yeah, the womanizer.
He had a blacksmith make him copies of all the keys for the convent's doors.
Oh, yes.
So, like,
So he can get in. They get
so he's
two,
just
he
like, yeah, I need all
there.
The... And so the blacksmith apparently didn't... Well, he probably didn't know what they were for, but it's like, oh, I need keys to the nunnery. I mean, hello. no, geez. Okay, anyways. He would routinely sneak into Marianne's room. Oh, with the complicity of other nuns and a friendly priest.
They all were in on
it? So they knew. Probably not all of them, but some of them knew, and one of the priests knew, and he was allowing it to happen. This is not saying a lot for the Catholic religion right here.
Maybe the priest had a little action on the side anyway. He didn't want to.
He might have been getting some nun action.
He might
also.
Have been nun action, or maybe like the little confessions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could just sneak into the other room with the little confession person.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if you do it with a priest, it's not, you know, a sin. Or maybe it's a double sin.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that works.
He takes a vow too, though.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All of them in that.
They
None
do.
Of them are supposed to have sex.
No,
but isn't the Catholic the one that don't want you to have birth control either? So then they want
correct.
You to have sex.
They
so they
well,
want you to, but they don't want you to.
They
have
want
sex?
You can have sex if you're married. Oh. But and yeah, but you're not supposed to take birth control.
And that's how people have 20 kids.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
So during all these years of him sneaking into the nunnery and them having their little affair, she had two children. Good Lord.
So the nun was pregnant?
Said and
done. You know that I've been trying to get a pregnant person to dress up for that forever on Halloween.
Oh, that's perfect.
It'd be hilarious. See
that's
a pregnant
perfect.
Nun?
Yeah. Well, here's one. Pregnant nun.
Well, she was real life one.
So she had two children. One of them was stillborn, however.
Oh.
So only
sad.
One survived, and it was a daughter who Jean, the lover.
The womanizer.
He adopted the daughter.
Well, that's... How do you adopt your own daughter?
They can't say that,
it
you
was
know,
his?
It was his.
It was God's baby?
It was... There you go. We just found this baby. I mean, back then, you could just say, I found this baby.
Or, but how could she not... How could no one not know she was pregnant?
Well, they all knew she was having an affair. They were letting him in, and they
yeah.
knew about it. So they just hid the fact that she had these two kids.
They probably could have just said she was like Mother Mary, and she just had. She just
I
got
think,
pregnant.
I think that would have been, created an uproar, though.
Because Mary was a virgin.
Yeah, I think that would have created an uproar. So I think they hid it. And
that was probably wiser.
Yeah.
I would have kind of liked an uproar. It would have been kind of entertaining to watch.
We want some drama.
All right. 1500s.
So Mariana alternated between gratifying her lust for her lover and guilt tripping over the sins that she was, you know, doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, which, you know, you would think that because she was like a model nun and then she, you know, started this. So you would think.
But she started this in her 20s. So what? How long was she a model nun for? Like a minute?
She got put in the convent at age 13. So.
So maybe like 10 years.
So it could have been like 10 years. And so, you know, once you make that vow, I would think that you would have some kind of a moral dilemma
maybe,
over this. But
you're only in your 20s once, even in the 1500s.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the good part.
I think this involves the blacksmith.
Nope.
Oh, I thought it did.
Nope.
That's later?
At some point, she's trying to rid herself of her lust
yeah.
for Gian, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does she do to try to rid her lust? Instead of having lust for him, she wants to find him disgusting.
Oh, that way she wouldn't want to do anything.
So that she wouldn't want to do anything with him anymore. She wants to turn her lust into disgust.
Okay.
Do you know what she does?
I'm assuming she does something to him.
Not really to him, because, you know, I don't think she wanted to hurt him. So in order for her to have disgust for him, she literally began eating his shit.
Ew. I did not read that.
Did not see that one coming. Did not see that one coming.
What? Why would you eat someone's shit?
I don't know.
If Patron could talk, we could ask him this question.
Well, we could, because he likes to eat shit.
He does like to eat cat roca.
He doesn't eat his own shit. He eats cat shit.
But there's a lot of dogs that like to eat their own shit.
A lot of dogs do. A lot of dogs like to roll around in their own shit.
Thank fucking God I don't have one of those dogs.
Jeff, when he was growing up, his family had a dog that loved to roll in his own shit.
So basically they had to follow a dog around with a bag and like race the dog to the poop.
And like, well, they had to watch him. And if you didn't watch him, he'd roll around as a shit. And then he knew, apparently, that that was bad. And so he came in the house. He would just go into the bathroom because he knew he was getting a bath because he rolled around in his
shit.
But
for him, it was worth it.
He just, apparently, that 5 seconds of rolling in your own shit was worth it.
We can't judge it. We've never tried it.
I haven't. I have no desire to.
Depends how drunk I get. Okay. I have a feeling I probably wouldn't be okay with that still.
Because before that happened, you'd actually have to go out and probably shit on your own lawn, right? So that you could roll in it.
Oh,
outside.
I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I can't even hardly do that in a porta potty.
Yeah.
I highly doubt I could do that in the front yard.
Yeah. So, yeah, no. We could do it in the backyard. You know, don't have to be, you know, all
mine's
out.
Still a fish yeah. bowl in the backyard.
So
wow. So okay. So she's okay. eating shit.
So she's eating a shit.
Okay.
So that didn't work, right?
Well, because she was eating a shit.
Yeah. So then in 1606, one of the other nuns finally threatened to expose their affair. Like, to
so this is going for
public.
A long time.
This is going for a long time.
This was like 1500s.
1575 when she was born, and this is 1606.
So now she's in her 30s.
So, yeah. So finally, one of the other nuns was like, all right, you know what? This is enough. You guys, all right, stop it. Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Either be a nun or go be a slut.
So she threatened to expose him. So the guy, Gian, found this nun and freaking murdered her so that she wouldn't say anything. So now Mariana was. She might have even helped him. It doesn't say. But so she knows. So now they've committed murder.
In the 1600s.
In the 1600s. So yeah, that's and not then good. Mariana went around and threatened all of the other nuns that if they started blabbing that they were going to get killed too.
And this is our model nun.
This is our model nun. Now yeah. She's gone way to the dark side at this point.
There we go.
Okay.
Not of the force.
Not of the force.
Okay, okay.
Of this. Oh, okay. Yeah.
As long as we have okay. that straight. Okay.
So they tried covering their tracks by spreading the story about how this one nun they murdered had run off. But then there's all these rumors that started going around about weird things going on at the convent. Like, right, people sneaking in, eating shit, people disappearing. Right.
That's some major
so
news.
So the guy... Gian started just murdering more people.
Is this where the blacksmith gets it?
Oh yeah, including the blacksmith
that made him the fucking key,
who made him the keys, and an apothecary who had gave Mariana abortion herbs. So apparently she's got pregnant more.
Oh and my god.
Yeah. So abortion so anyone herbs. That knew about it or was talking about them or anything, they would just go, you know what?
You're a loose end.
You're a loose end. You got to go.
We're going to just tie
wonder,
that loose end
I wonder where they, if they like hid the bodies or if they just like killed them and left them. Because back then, of course, there's no forensics or.
There's no forensics.
You know, DNA testing.
I
so.
Mean, I wonder, well, I bet you if they live somewhere close to water, most people like to put bodies in water.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Especially as a big river because they'd float down or they'd sink. And you'd yeah. never see him again.
Well, you could tie a rope with some rocks on it, and then it would
oh,
sink to
yeah,
the...
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
I've
yeah.
thought this through.
That you were tying a
no,
rope to. But
no, but doesn't it give you comfort that if something were to happen,
if
your
I,
best friend has a plan on how to get rid of the body?
If I ever needed to hide a body...
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know?
I have you.
That. Thank you.
I have a plan.
Thank you. There's not a lot of people you can count on to hide a body for you.
I'll help you with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got my back there, too.
I do.
Don't worry, guys. I don't have any murders planned in my future.
I don't have anyone
I don't have
I
anybody
just,
I don't like that much.
I know. I don't have anyone I dislike
There's people
that, much.
That annoy me, but... you kind of need those people a little bit.
You think?
I think so. Otherwise, what would I have to complain about?
Oh, we can always find something to complain about.
Well, that's true. That's so true.
Always. All right.
Like a 3-hour drive to the lodge. I just want to be there in a
you
second.
You know what? It's only 2 hours and 20 minutes, actually.
Oh, that's so, way better.
I know, right? And it goes by like so fast.
It does.
Okay.
It does. I have a song ready to rock in the car right
Do
now.
Do you?
Okay, anyway. Keep
okay,
going.
Right,
keep
right,
sorry,
right.
I'm getting sidetracked.
We're just getting ready. Okay, right. All right, so it didn't work. and all this killing and everything.
Yeah.
And eventually a word got out to the governor of Milan, who ordered an investigation.
Finally.
So now they're
how many dead bodies did it take?
So now they're kind of fucked, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, there's no forensics though. How are they going to prove it was them?
Well, back then all you have to do is point at someone and accuse them of something and they're guilty.
Oh.
You know. They're just like, "Oh, she's a witch." Oh, burn her. I mean, that's basically what happened.
I have such another side note on that.
What?
Have you read in the Harley Merlin books where they actually talk about how some of them actually got burnt at the stake? And they would just do like a spell,
yes,
to protect themselves, and they actually loved it.
I can't remember if you like, told me that or if I've read that yet.
You probably read it because I don't think I've tried not to tell you anything about that.
I might have. So I'm towards the end of book 4.
Okay, they probably have already said.
Okay,
this.
I bet they did.
It's pretty interesting though because I was like, oh wow,
that's funny.
Yeah, they're like because you know there are certain spells you can do to make yourself like on fire, and they're like it kind of tickles and stuff.
I kind of like being burned.
But if you're not a witch, I would assume you wouldn't like being burned.
I would assume that's actually supposed to be one of the most painful ways to die is being burned.
What? Yeah, because your skin's like literally melting off of you.
I know. That's
and then
like
every layer
horrible.
Melts after
that's
that.
That's just
okay, new subject.
Horrible.
No.
All right.
No. Okay.
Okay, so anyways, the governor ordered an investigation. So Gian, the guy, Marion, and all the people that were complicit in enabling their affair and their murders, Gall got arrested in 1607.
So the dude and the bad nun too?
Probably.
So that basically they arrested the whole convent?
So anyone that knew, I think. So they arrested all these people and then they tortured all of them so that they would tell what they knew.
Yes.
That's how they did things back then. Okay.
Well, there weren't the laws of what is that? Unnecessarily violence or
it's the
cruelty?
It's the enhanced interrogation.
Yes, that's what they were doing.
No enhanced interrogations. Okay.
That we know of.
Right. I'm sure they do that. I don't have a lot of confidence in our government. Okay. So Gian, the guy, he escaped. They did sentence him to death, but they didn't know where he was. So
he's just gone. They didn't have the internet in that. Back then, so you could just get that face up to everybody.
You can't go on Facebook and say,
they probably didn't even have the
man?
Milk cartons back then either.
They had nothing. No, nobody even had heard that he even had a printing press. You couldn't do anything. You have to draw everything by hand, right?
You imagine how long that would take somebody to
like
draw
if you had to have like if you wanted to put out flyers, you'd have to hand write all
every
of them,
one of them,
every one of them,
and then be very careful where you chose
plus
to put
I think
your five
like,
posters because
like,
that's all I'm gonna make.
Yeah, plus paper I think is hard to come by.
Okay, so he's on the run.
So he's on the run, but he was soon killed by an acquaintance of his, probably because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Marianne was sentenced to life in solitary confinement, and she was bricked up in a small cell measuring 4 feet by 9 feet.
Bricked up?
Bricked up.
Like no food or water?
Well, no. They would feed her. But she couldn't leave her little brick area. So literally, there's like, I think, no windows, no nothing.
So they probably just had a little slot. That they
there's
could put
a slot
something.
You would put the food in, and that's it. You don't talk to anybody. You just sit in your brick walled-in area.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
And she's like in her 30s.
Yeah. So she was in the brick, her little brick prison for 14 years. Can you imagine? 14 years of not talking to people and just sitting in there by yourself. No sunlight, no nothing. Just, that's like torture. I think that's torture.
It's extreme torture.
And then she was deemed reformed. So
but they didn't do anything other than stick her in a box.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. So they let her out. And then she just spent her remaining days in the convent. I don't think she could be a nun again, though, right?
Who knows back then? If they didn't have any documentation of all of her crimes, she probably just could have gone to any convent and just been a nun.
Yeah, well, you know, if she really wanted to rid herself of her lust for Gian, she should have had somebody kill him. Mm-hmm. She was killing everybody else.
Maybe that's what she did.
Oh, maybe. We don't
he
know.
He was killed by some
we
colleague.
We don't know.
It was neither that or maybe the colleague because he knew the guy that the guy was probably going to kill him.
Maybe.
Because he was killing everybody he knew.
I wish it said what happened to their daughter. It doesn't mention her again.
They only mention her one time that he adopted her.
So we'll just assume that she went on to not be like her parents. Let's assume that.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yep. Well, that was a good story.
I know. Oh, wait. And so the title, I didn't tell you guys the title because I didn't want to give it away. So the title of the story was Shit Eating Nun and Her Lover Go on a Murder Spree. That was pretty much
holy shit. Okay, guys. So the moral of the story is don't be a shit eater.
Yeah. Don't eat shit. So
no one likes a shit eater.
We probably don't want to title our episode that because that would give it away too. So we'll have to think of something else.
I kind of like that though.
Shit eating nun.
No, don't call it that. Oh. No, maybe we should call it
Don't Eat Shit.
Don't Eat Shit. Because then people will be like, what?
Don't eat shit. It won't help you.
No, no.
Eating shit doesn't, let's see, if I dissolve lust. I don't know. We'll come up with something catchy.
We'll come up with something in our 2 hours drive.
Yeah, we'll come up with something super catchy. So, yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to our story today. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And
I know we will.
We're going to have an awesome weekend. We're getting ready to leave right now. Packing
and it
up
starts
our shit.
Early. 5-day weekend.
Woo! Yeah. So enjoy, everyone, and make sure to go give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes, please do that.
And drop us a line if you liked our story, or drop us a line if you didn't like our story. Go to our website, jethersrandomstuff.com, or email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
You can even talk to us on Instagram and Facebook.
That's right. We have Instagram and Facebook, so drop us a line there.
Yeah, I don't think we're too good at the Instagram, though.
No, I know. I'm not a super...
We'll work on it this week.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's familiarize ourselves with the Instagram.
Yes, we'll do
that. Oh, wait, we got to drop the though.
The Instagram? Instagram?
Megan keeps telling me stop calling it the Facebook, the Snapchat, and the Instagram. Just drop the.
She also told me, like, when I text her, like, I'll say something, like a sentence with a period at it. And she's like, Mom, you can't put a period in a text. And I said, why? She said, because that means that you're mad.
What?
If you put a period at the end of something. I said, no.
Now what do you mean that means mad?
That's called proper grammar because I have a complete sentence and I put a period at the end of it. She said, no, that means you're mad if you put a period.
I thought mad meant all caps.
Well, that too,
I
think.
With explanation points.
Well, that's what we would do. But apparently just putting a period...
And then the mean face after, like the angry face.
I know.
I put periods in mine all the time.
Well, and I think it's more
I do the double space after.
I know, right? But I think it's more like when she tells me something, I say, okay, I put okay, period. And apparently if you do that, you're saying, okay, like fine, whatever kind of thing.
Well, I have read that flag words that trigger anger from people is... One, like if you just put K.
Oh, uh-huh.
Instead of write or okay back to somebody.
Yes.
Or if you write fine.
Yes.
Those three you don't want to do because then it does. And that's universal that we're all knowing that. But I still do that. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If someone's like, hey, I'll be there in a minute. Okay.
I know. Fine.
That sounds
so
good.
Instead of doing that, I've started just doing the thumbs up emoji.
Is that better?
So I think that's better. So that's what I've been doing.
That's quicker.
It's way quicker.
Okay, good to know.
Thumbs up emoji.
So if you learned something new about texting etiquette today, you can thank our tech support assistant.
Megan. Who's in school right now.
That she always helps us spill the tea.
She does.
And with that?
And with that, we're going to sign off.
All right.
Love you.
Peace.